Welcome to the capstone poster presentation for the Comox Valley Wastewater Treatment Facility Upgrades, Biological Nutrient Recovery, and Biogas Production. The Comox Valley is a growing community on northern Vancouver Island. The Comox Valley Water Pollution Control Center currently treats the water for a majority of the population, and their existing process consists of primary and secondary treatment with sludge trucked to an off-site composting facility. The residents of the Comox Valley take pride in the breathtaking nature and thriving ecosystems that surround them and are passionate to do whatever is necessary to ensure the environment continues to flourish in the years to come. That is why this series of upgrades that we are proposing goes above and beyond what is expected from a wastewater treatment facility. The two main goals of these upgrades are to lower the nutrient concentration of the water discharged from the system, with the ultimate goal of water reclamation to lower the community's water consumption, and to utilize the nutrient-rich sludge by producing biogas used to power the plant and nutrient-rich fertilizer sold to local communities, offsetting the plant's energy consumption and costs. These upgrades include a biological nutrient recovery system and an on-site sludge processing system. The biological nutrient recovery system incorporates both biological nitrogen removal and enhanced biological phosphorus removal. This technology owes its success to a few fascinating groups of microorganisms. This system continues to remove 98% of the total suspended solids and 95% of the biological oxygen demand, while reducing the phosphorus by up to 99% and the nitrogen by up to 90%. The sludge digestion system is composed of a thermal hydrolysis reactor, an anaerobic digester, the digestate dewatering screw press, and the supporting network of pumps and heat exchangers. The sludge digestion system produces biogas that amounts to 72,000 gigajoules of energy and 9,000 tons of fertilizer each year. This fertilizer could reduce the CO2 emitted from the production of artificial fertilizer by 175 tons per day. The new equipment was positioned to minimize the required distance the water must travel from the existing treatment system to the biological nutrient recovery system, and the distance between each of the units is adequate for proper installation and maintenance, but not excessive. This is to minimize the cost of the pipes that connect the entire system together. Unfortunately, these upgrades don't come for free. With a $92 million capital cost and a $4.7 million operating cost for the upgrades alone, it is difficult to justify making these upgrades a reality. Regardless, we hope you are able to learn something new about the wastewater treatment process and how chemical and biological engineering can enhance these processes to maintain the environment even further. Finally, we would like to acknowledge those who helped make this project possible, including Zoe Berkey, Josh Torrey, and the other engineers and operators of the Comox Valley Water Pollution Control Center, and our instructors and assistants, Mr. Sergio Beretta, Dr. Jonathan Verrett, Lee Ribbon, and Dr. Sue Baldwin. We hope that you enjoy all of the hard work we have put in over the last year, and thank you for taking the time to listen and observe our capstone poster presentation.